This is Sherry Punjab Radio, AM 600, Vancouver.
South of the Fraser ਦੀ ਆਬਾਦੀ ਵਧਦੀ ਜਾ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਹਰੇਕ ਮਹੀਨੇ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਨੇ ਕਿ 1100-1200 ਦੇ ਕਰੀਬ ਜਾਂ ਸ਼ਾਇਦ ਫਿਗਰ ਵੱਧ ਇਦੋਂ ਵੀ ਵੱਧ ਹੋਵੇ ਸਰੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਕੇ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਵੱਸਦੇ ਨੇ। ਸਰੀ ਦਾ ਸਾਈਜ਼ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਦਿਨੋਂ ਦਿਨ ਵੱਧਦਾ ਜਾ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ 2050 ਤਾਈਂ ਇੱਕ ਅੰਦਾਜ਼ੇ ਦੇ ਮੁਤਾਬਕ 1.3 million ਪੀਪਲ ਆ ਕੇ ਮੈਟਰੋ ਵੈਨਕੂਵਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਕੇ ਵਸਣਗੇ, ਰਿਹਾਇਸ਼ ਰੱਖਣਗੇ, ਇੱਥੋਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਸੜਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਵਰਤਣਗੇ, ਇੱਥੋਂ ਦੇ ਹੋਸਪਿਟਲਸ ਨੂੰ ਵਰਤਣਗੇ, ਇੱਥੋਂ ਦੇ ਪੁਲਾਂ ਥਾਣੀ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਲੰਘਣਗੇ ਔਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅੰਦਾਜ਼ਾ ਲਾ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਕਿ 2050 ਤਾਈਂ 1.3 million ਲੋਕ ਹੋਰ ਆ ਕੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਵਸਣਗੇ ਅਤੇ ਫਿਰ ਤਰਜ਼ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦਾ, ਇੱਥੋਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਗਲੀਆਂ ਬਾਜ਼ਾਰਾਂ ਦਾ ਕੀ ਹਾਲ ਹੋਏਗਾ। ਮੇਰੇ ਮਹਿਮਾਨ ਨੇ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਦੀ ਸ਼ੁਰੂਆਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੀ ਸਰੀ ਬੋਰਡ ਆਫ ਟ੍ਰੇਡ ਦੇ CEO ਅਨੀਟਾ ਹਬਰਮੈਨ ਜੀ। ਸਰੀ ਬੋਰਡ ਆਫ ਟ੍ਰੇਡ ਸੂਬਾ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਪੁੱਛਦਾ ਕਿ ਪਟੋਲੋ ਬ੍ਰਿਜ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਬਣ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਤੁਸੀਂ 4 ਲਾਈਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਬਜਾਏ ਵਧਾ ਕਿਉਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੰਦੇ। ਵਿਸ਼ੇਸ਼ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਅਨੀਟਾ ਹਬਰਮੈਨ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ। ਹੈਲੋ ਅਨੀਟਾ ਜੀ, ਸਤਿ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ, ਵੈਲਕਮ।
ਸਤਿ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ, ਗੁੱਡ ਆਫਟਰਨੂਨ।
ਗੁੱਡ ਆਫਟਰਨੂਨ, ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਫਾਰ ਯੋਰ ਟਾਈਮ। ਸੋ ਪਟੋਲੋ ਬ੍ਰਿਜ, ਫਸਟ ਆਫ ਆਲ, ਆਈ ਹੈਵਨਟ ਬੀਨ ਟੂ ਦੈਟ ਏਰੀਆ ਫਾਰ ਸੋ ਲੌਂਗ। Do you see that construction happening, and do you see that they are almost heading towards the finish line?
Construction has started on the Patello Bridge. It really is right now focused though on the foundational aspects in terms of mitigating impacts to any wildlife within the river, ensuring the foundational aspects within the river are in place. So we're not seeing a lot of above ground on the road construction right now, but that is on its way.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is there is going to be a new Patello Bridge, and it's going to be replacing the old four-lane bridge with another four-lane bridge.
Four-lane bridge being replaced by another four-lane. And let me know, our listeners should know that, do you know the timeline when they'll be done with the four-lane?
We don't know. We know with all construction projects, they are delayed. It is slated for 2026. But it could be delayed, as it is with all construction projects.
Great. So Surrey Board of Trade and you specifically are in the media and suggesting to the provincial government, to the decision makers and the concerned ministry that four lanes replaced by four lane probably is not a very good idea. So before you go in the details, answering my question, I want to find out, are they still taking suggestions? Are we just, these suggestions matter anymore? Or they are already decided to do whatever they're trying to do?
Well, they've said they've decided, but it's never too late to change an infrastructure project, as we've learned in the past. And it doesn't make sense to build another four-lane bridge, replacing a four-lane bridge, when you're facing continued congestion, continued population growth. There are always ways to change plans. And so that's why we remain steadfast asking BC's transportation minister and the BC government in general to open that bridge with 6 lanes, which it does have the capacity to do in the future. And they said they will do it. We just sent a letter to the transportation minister saying what is going to make them open that bridge with 6 lanes instead of 4 lanes. What is that decision point that will enable them to make that decision?
If I'm not wrong, the answer that you got was that for the time being, 4 lanes are good enough. So definitely, I do agree with you that we need to know, people need to know the criteria, why they're saying it's good enough now, and what will trigger that they'll decide, when they'll decide in the coming future, that they'll go for 6 lane. So definitely, I agree with you. So kindly let me know your correspondence with the concerned minister and your thoughts about that, the answer you got from them.
Well, The answer we're always getting, and we have been on this trail, as you know, and as your listeners know, since the very beginning of when this bridge was announced, that it needed to open with six lanes. But we're waiting for a response to the letter that we sent on Friday to, again, another request and what will trigger that decision to open that bridge with six lanes. So we don't have that response just yet. But as soon as I know, you will know.
Let's do some guesswork. Is it a cost factor? Cost is the reason that they don't want to go it for six lane yet? Or my assumption is that probably we, the resident of Surrey, want it, but the other side, New Westminster, doesn't.
And you are right in your assumption. And I've had conversations with the mayor of New Westminster, and they have steadfastly said they don't want the bridge to open with six lanes. They don't have the road corridors to be able to handle that additional traffic. But the reality is that additional traffic is going to come through anyways. There are ways and means to manage that additional traffic. We are still a car culture. We don't have transit options. We're waiting for those transit options. We need to build for tomorrow's population growth. We can't just build for yesterday.
And I think I've gone through your statement this morning that 1.3 million people by 2050. The things are not looking good here.
No, absolutely not. And we don't have a proper transportation plan. Then, you know, TransLink does have a transportation plan for 2050, but that is ways down the road. And we're all going to be old by the time that happens. We need to simultaneously build transportation infrastructure for not only Surrey, but for all of Metro Vancouver to ensure we're ready for that population growth. And we're simply not doing it. Take a look at the Massey Tunnel. You're building a new Massey Tunnel, the province is, and you're replacing it with the same level of capacity, the same number of lanes. That simply doesn't make any sense.
And as we know that we are fast approaching the municipal election, City of Surrey, there are five slates and seven candidates so far, if I'm not wrong. Mm-hmm. There are so many other issues being discussed. One of them is RCMP or no RCMP and SkyTrain and transportation, law and order, drug addiction, homelessness and all that. They're all important issues. But I haven't heard so far that any of those slates or candidates, they are saying that we need six lane.
Well, the challenge is that the Metro Vancouver mayors, they all voted, the existing regional mayors and their councils, for four lanes. But they're not regional planners. They're politicians. They are not thinking about the economic future of our cities, of our region. And the population growth and the challenges that all of us face when we're going to and from a destination to move people, to move goods. And so the slates, I know that many of them haven't come up or come forward with their actual economic agenda or what it is that they want to accomplish. It's a piecemeal approach right now. But again, they're all promises, and you really don't know until they're actually in office what their priorities are. But the Patullo Bridge is part of Surrey's transportation network and should be a priority for all of these political slates.
So what does it take? Because I know that your platform, Surrey Board of Trade platform, is a very credible and very strong platform. And that's what you're demanding at this stage or suggesting to the government, asking questions. Very good job that you're doing. But please let us know, our listeners know, what else do we need to do to make it happen, or at least get a proper answer from the decision makers?
We need all of your listeners to contact your local MLAs and the BC Minister of Transportation. Write a letter by email or by mail try phoning them and just telling them that we need this bridge to open with six lanes. It's that same message, many voices, that government hopefully will listen to.
There was a talk at one point, I don't know, was a serious one or a casual one, that there should be actually altogether a brand new bridge somewhere in the middle of all the bridges we have, so that we can, mitigate some congestion.
So, yes, that was discussed. I remember that very well, but nothing came out of it. I don't see that in the TransLink 2050 plan, but who knows what's going to happen with the new transportation plan after the municipal election. Many of the mayors, the councillors in Metro Vancouver are going to be brand new. Transportation is so politicized, and that's why we face these challenges. There's no real transportation plan for the region because it changes with every political cycle.
Anita, I want to thank you for your time. Anything in the closing?
That's it. I just urge your listeners to also communicate and reach out to their politicians to say this is an urgent matter for our economic future.
Thank you once again.
Thank you.
Anita Haberman ji de vichar sunne ne tusi. Unna ne aakhya ga ke jada sari da jada petrolo bridge hai, ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕਿ ਸੋ ਫਾਰ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਕੁ ਆਪਣੇ ਕੋਲ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀ ਹੈ ਚਾਰ ਲਾਈਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਬਣਨਾ ਹੈ, ਚਾਰ ਲਾਈਨਾਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਸੀਗੀਆਂ ਅਤੇ ਚਾਰ ਲਾਈਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਜਦੋਂ ਕਿ ਵੱਧਦੀ ਹੋਈ ਆਬਾਦੀ ਤੋਂ ਜੇਕਰ ਹਿਸਾਬ ਕਿਤਾਬ ਲਾਇਆ ਜਾਵੇ ਤਾਂ 6 ਲਾਈਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਬਣਾ ਦੇਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਸੁਝਾਅ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ, ਔਰ ਸਰੀ ਬੋਰਡ ਆਫ ਟ੍ਰੇਡ ਦਾ ਇੱਕ ਖਤ ਲਿਖ ਕੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਰਾਬ ਫਲੈਮਿੰਗ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕਿ VC ਦੇ ਮਿਨਿਸਟਰ ਆਫ ਟਰਾਂਸਪੋਰਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਐਂਡ ਇਨਫਰਾਸਟਰਕਚਰ ਨੇ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਸੁਝਾਅ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ. The ministry has indicated that the bridge will not open with 6 lanes and that 4 lanes will suffice for the time being. Anita Haberman ji ne kaha ki 4 lanes hi kafi ne 6 lanes di bajaye, aur we need to know at that point in time or what event will trigger the widening of the bridge to 6 lanes. ਅਨੀਤਾ ਹਬਰਮੈਨ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਬੋਰਡ ਆਫ ਟ੍ਰੇਡ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਆਖਿਆ ਕਿ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਤਾਂ ਹੋਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਕਿ ਕਦੋਂ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਕੀ ਘਟਨਾ ਵਾਪਰੇਗੀ ਜਦੋਂ ਕਿ ਬਾਅਦ ਇਹ ਫੈਸਲਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਜਾਏਗਾ ਕਿ ਹੁਣ ਆਪਾਂ 6 ਲਾਈਨਾਂ ਬਣਾਉਣੀਆਂ ਨੇ. 4 ਲਾਈਨਾਂ ਵਾਲੇ ਬ੍ਰਿਜ ਨੂੰ 4 ਲਾਈਨਾਂ ਵਾਲੇ ਬ੍ਰਿਜ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਰਿਪਲੇਸ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ ਕੋਈ ਤੁੱਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਬਣਦੀ, ਜਦੋਂ ਕਿ ਆਪਾਂ ਦੇਖ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਆਬਾਦੀ ਦਿਨੋਂ ਦਿਨ ਵੱਧ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ. ਗਰੋਥ ਐਂਡ ਲਿਮਿਟਡ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਿਟ ਆਪਸ਼ਨਸ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਅ ਪ੍ਰੋਡਕਟਿਵ not productive to ensure that we have a resilient economy. ਜੇਕਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅਰਥਚਾਰੇ ਦੇ ਮੱਦੇਨਜ਼ਰ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਇਹਦੀ ਸਿਹਤਯਾਬੀ ਦੇ ਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਬਰਕਰਾਰ ਰੱਖਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਫਿਰ 6 ਲਾਈਨਾਂ ਬਣਾਉਣ ਦੇ ਹੱਕ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ ਉਹਨੇ ਗੱਲ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਨੇ. ਵਿਲ ਇਟ ਬੀ ਦੈਨ ਲੋਅਰ ਮੇਨਲੈਂਡ ਪਾਪੂਲੇਸ਼ਨ ਇਨਕਰੀਜ਼ ਟੂ ਅ ਸਰਟਨ ਫਿਗਰ, ਕੀ ਆਬਾਦੀ ਇੱਕ ਖਾਸ ਗਿਣਤੀ ਤੱਕ ਵਧਣ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ 6 ਲਾਈਨਾਂ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਜਾਏਗਾ, ਔਰ when other key transportation routes such as Alex Fraser Bridge or Portman Bridge are backed up with significant congestion. Ya fir duje jehde badal mein raah ne Portman ya Alex Fraser Bridge jehda inna te bhari congestion ho jaan to baad fir ja ke oh charan di bajaye do laina ban gayan, eh sawal kar rahe ne Surrey Board of Trade de Anita Haberman.
This is Sherry Punjab Radio AM 600 Vancouver.